Justin Bieber in the headlines for all of the wrong reasons. And yeah, we recap the week that was and talk about the Biebs with Life and Style Weekly senior news editor Jordy Lippi on The Ralphie Show. So Justin's been flying everywhere. He's been partying everywhere. And Jordy, it's been costing him quite a bit, huh?
We actually have sources telling us that Justin is blowing $1 million a month. And it sort of makes sense. First of all, the kid made $50 million last year, so he has the money to spend. But, you know, he's driving around town in a Lamborghini that costs $1,700 a day to rent. He's dropping $75,000 in $1 bills at strip clubs, and he obviously never flies commercial, so paying for a private flight is tens of thousands of dollars every single time he does it.
Going to pretty big sporting events as well, and then he's got this whole alleged drug and alcohol issue too. I'm sure that's not helping the bank account. And, you know, you're right. You know, he makes a lot of money. He's surely got a lot in the bank. But at this pace, especially if it only gets worse, Jordy, it's not going to be something he can sustain, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we see stars all the time that are filing for bankruptcy, and you wonder how the heck did that happen? And it's when it comes to this, when they spend money, and perhaps Justin Bieber won't be as popular as he is now forever. So he better watch how he spends his money.
And he's already losing popularity, and he's already said that he's going to kind of take this next year off as far as making music, or at least releasing music. So you wonder if this is kind of like a perfect storm for his downfall. It looks that way from the outset, but we'll see how it plays out. All right, wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly. More country stars maybe clashing. I think this one's more of a definite clash. Taylor Swift and Kacey Musgraves. Jordy, does this stem back to the Grammys a few weeks ago?
Absolutely. You nailed it perfectly. Taylor Swift is like the queen of country, and if not the princess of pop as well. So the fact that Kacey Musgraves is coming in and sort of stealing her spotlight a little bit is not making Taylor happy, according to sources. You know, she beat out Taylor for best country album, and Taylor wants to be the only breakout young country star. But now with Kacey in the game, you know, the title is in jeopardy.
And I would say that Taylor's got nothing to worry about, because I've met Kacey and she's very true to her country roots. However, the fact that Kacey is going to be opening up for Katy Perry on some dates of her tour this summer has me thinking otherwise, and maybe Taylor should be watching over her back. That should be interesting to say the least. I would love for Kacey to release some pop stuff. Are you familiar with her country music, Jordy, or no?
You know, I'm actually not, but I never was a big country fan until this year when I started hearing songs from all these artists, and, you know, Blake and Shelton and Taylor Swift, and I'm becoming a country fan. My mom won't be happy to hear that, but I am. I'm becoming a country fan.
There's
so
worse
I'll
music
add Kacey
Musgraves
to my playlist.
Yes, definitely. Hey, country music countrywide, apparently. Hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly senior news editor Jordy Lippi. Have a great weekend.
You too.